During a meeting today of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration, the ANC deliberately sabotaged the DA's NCADA deployment bill in order to protect the corruption network that unleashed state capture on our country. In a clearly coordinated effort to prevent the DA from abolishing this evil practice, ANC members of the committee disregarded and attacked the Zondo Commission's findings that CADA deployment is unconstitutional and illegal. The chairperson, Chocho James, even said at some point that Judge Zondo is not governing on our behalf. These words echo a similar attack on Judge Zondo by President Cyril Ramaphosa last week, when he also desperately tried to defend ANC CADA deployment by dismissing the Zondo recommendations as not binding. The ANC's clearly predetermined decision to protect CADA deployment against the DA's bill that would have abolished this practice is a profound betrayal of the people of South Africa. Recent years have been filled with rhetoric from the ANC about some newfound desire to fight corruption and professionalize the state. But the ANC's actions today, as well as their despicable defense of the president's refusal to answer questions over Palapala yesterday, reveal that this has been a complete lie all along. Fortunately, the DA yesterday received confirmation that our court case to abolish CADA deployment, whether the ANC likes it or not, will be heard by a full bench of judges from the Gauteng High Court on 23 and 24 January next year. We look forward to using this court case to teach the ANC a lesson they will never forget by abolishing CADA deployment despite their opposition in Parliament and elsewhere. We call on all South Africans who are tired of being held for fools by President Cyril Ramaphosa's corrupt government to support the DA's upcoming court case to abolish CADA deployment corruption.